Our conversation with the head coach brought to you by Star Markets, just for you digital app. Earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. I know you want to send your wishes to Max, and I think it's just the one of those getting old things that we don't like to think of the direction we're eventually going, where stuff starts just breaking down on you.
No question. I hope he gets well soon. And is he? So my question is this. He's been doing the radio all this time. Does he listen to the radio or does he watch it on TV?
I think it really would depend. I'm sure he will listen tonight. I'm sure he'll listen. He is, as you probably maybe have heard by now because you're so tapped into everything.
Yeah.
Scal's going to be with me on Sunday, and Max already texted me to say he's absolutely going to be, you know, he's like, I'm definitely going to be listening to that. So obviously there's already a little buzz.
Provide feedback. That's good.
Yeah, I guarantee you there'll be feedback. All right, speaking of feedback, in the immediate aftermath on Wednesday, you seemed – encouraged is overstating it, but it seemed to feel much different to you than Tuesday did. Watching it again, did it sort of back that up?
It did. It did. And there were a lot of reasons why, but, you know, I think we played really hard on the defensive end of the floor. It's hard not to lose those guards. It's hard to go over every screen. It's hard to be there on every catch, but I thought we did a decent job of that. And, you know, I thought our intention and our purpose in that was good. Now, that being said, we made some mistakes and obviously didn't make enough shots and execute quite well enough to win the game. But, you know, we played better, so that was encouraging. Now, this is another tough test. They played great on Wednesday and lots of energy, lots of athleticism, young. And so we better be good tonight or else, you know, it'll be more of the same.
And different than the team, obviously, in many, many ways than we saw in December. Late in the game, there was that possession with zone. I thought it was funny that you got asked about it. Because that one didn't go well, nobody really even noticed the one that did, and that's sort of the way of it. Obviously, I assume it's like there are a lot of people who have jobs that nobody notices when they do them well. They only notice when something goes wrong. But my curiosity about it, and yeah, strategically, when do you do it? But is that what zone is now? Almost this screwball change of pace, just almost throw it out there quickly, and you can't, with guys the way they shoot now in the NBA, you can't stay with it for any length of time, but it's almost this, all right, quick, what's this? Let me just throw it out there.
So I would say that, you know, obviously every team's a little bit different. Some play it as a base defense. Some play it as a changeup and a curveball. There's a reason to do both. When you do that, it's a high-risk, high-reward proposition. And, you know, in the Bulls game, I thought we defended excellent out of the zone, and they made a couple of incredible shots. One of them was marking and fading away from 18 feet. And then, you know, it got us when they had the last shot of the half the other day at the end of the second quarter, it got us a shot. It got us the ball with 8 seconds left. And so even you're even taking a little bit of a risk that, hey, even if they can get a reasonable look, at least you're going to get the ball back. And there's risk involved with that, but that's part of it. The zone that we were in is, you know, starts out as one and morphs to another depending on where the ball goes. And, you know, it's something that we've worked on in the minimal time we've had to practice.
You talked about all the changes here, and obviously it's amazing when you look at some of the guys, even coming off the bench here for Washington, some really interesting names, that this is without Dwight Howard and without John Wall, and there's still a lot of interesting players here. First, Bradley Beal has sort of taken it upon himself here with John Wall out. He has been a different player in a lot of ways. How has he been different with John Wall out?
Well, he's terrific. He can score in any which way. I think he runs a few more pick and rolls. I don't know what the numbers would say, but it sure seems like he has the ball a little bit more. And then he's awesome as a cutter. He's a great handback player. He's a great catch-and-shoot player. You know, you got to be on him for 48 minutes. And a lot like McCollum and Lillard, if you let your guard down, you're in trouble.
There are players on this team, and I know they're not winning a lot, but I always look at players who I think impact winning more than they get talked about. And there are two here. One has been doing it to the Celtics for years in Trevor Ariza. And then I've sort of become this Thomas Satoransky guy who just starts to catch my eye whenever I watch Washington. And it's these kind of guys, I'm always fascinated by what makes somebody get talked about versus impacting winning. And both those guys clearly do.
Let me add Portis and Bryant.
Sure. I mean,
to
there's
that
a
mix,
ton of them,
right?
But
those
two
guys too.
People I think, talk about Portis, and obviously Bryant's been a breakthrough guy too.
Well, I don't know who people talk about. That's probably my problem. But anyways, I like all four of those guys. They all bring great strengths to the table. They play really hard. Satoransky, especially, he is so physical. His motor never stops. He's an instigator. He's a tough guy to play against. Ariza's an excellent two-way player. Very good catch-and-shoot player, but has gotten better over the years, putting the ball on the floor, and then, you know, is a great defender, really 1 through 4. And then those bigs, I think you can play athletic and energetic for 48 minutes, and that makes it tough to score.
25 different players have played, and whenever I see something like that, I flash back to your second year in 2015 when it was almost like a different roster every night, and you could really just truly appreciate what Scotty's had to deal with this year.
Yeah, but you know what? They're playing really hard. In fact, I think if you looked at their record now and probably going back to the start of the year, they're probably a 500 team since the first month of the season. And so they started off poorly, but as usual with his teams, they get better, and they've got great energy. They play the right way, and they just demolished Brooklyn the other day, and we all think Brooklyn's really good. And so I think ultimately, it's going to be important that we not only play the right way, but play well.
That's the head coach. Do you want, when I get Max's feedback, do you want it on this segment, obviously, and just in the game itself? Do you want to?
Does he listen to our segment usually?
Now you put me in a position. You put me in a bad spot with that because I can't really.
Have you sold it to the to the sponsors?
I think he's all into the Star Market mobile app.
No question he's into that. Yeah.
Celtics and Wizards next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.